We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Stam Nedarim Lahachme Uprushim Lahakal, which means like this: when someone makes a neder and he doesn't explain exactly what he means, we go to Chumrah and we say he means the Chumrah. Why? Like the Rosh speaks out. Read the Rosh inside. Kolaima, the Rosh, the first Rosh on the page. Kolaima Afagav the Kesepirish Devarav Azin Basa Purusham. If you're Mefarish, you go Basa Purush. Im Stam Azin LeChumra. Why? The Stam Anoider Datoy Lesser Medloy Shazak. Most people make an ad there. They're coming to ask to ask something. They're coming to say Plaporai. Since they could have been quiet. If he talked, he must be trying to ask it. Therefore, Stam Darm LeHakum. Unless he's Mefarish LeHakum. Ketzad. So now, our Mishnah, this whole Mishnah is explained the Stam Adarm Lahachmeh, and Yetz Hashem, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the Mishnah there will explain all the Perusha on Lahakal. If he explains it.
Why are you having Lahakal?
What?
Why
no, Perusha means Lahakal means like this, that if you don't Mefarish, you believe to Mefarish what you meant. But if you don't say what you meant, then we assume it's Stam Lahachmeh. It's obviously a case where you're not being Mefarish it. That's what Stam Lahachmeh. Ketzad. Explain it to him. Ketzad. Oma Arayre like a Basim Aliyah. The guy says, Hare alai, you are to me like a basa maliach or kiyayin esach. So there's two ways to learn that. Either he means basa maliach and kiyayin esach kamin avodah zara, which then, if you say we have before, if you say someone's like avodah zara, then that's mutter, because it's not a dava anadar. Or he means karbonis, basa maliach kiyayin karbonis, because on all karbonis he brings salt, so it's called basa maliach. And yayin also, yayin by nesachim. So im bishel neder asar. If he means neder, some gears is b'shal shlamim or b'shal shemayim. If it means a carbon, then it's aser. Im b'shal ve'ez chavim, no adar is mutter. Vim stam is aser. So it means he could explain himself and say it means the mutter thing, but vim stam is aser. And the Mishnah later on will say cases that even if he says even a funnier thing, when he says he means like something else, he can mefarish his words. But if he doesn't have mefarish his words, we assume when he says basam lich ayin esek, you know what he means a carbon. That's what Stam Lahachma means. If he doesn't explain himself, we assume he means the Chumrah. We assume he means the Chumrah. We actually had this in the Rans before, where someone says Ke'imra, for example. He says, I want you to be on to me like a Shapshala, like an Imra, like a sheep. So we say it means a carbon. A carbon? Why is it mean a carbon? Teretz is Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. But we say this idea that if a guy is saying he's trying to ask there, so Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. That's case number one. Case number two. There's something called a Cherim. Cherim, there are two types of cherubim. One's a cherim that goes to bedek abayis, and another time you say cherim, you go like a hanim. Depends. Certain cherubim are like a hanim, and certain cherubim are to bedek abayis. Depends what you speak out. But here you said nothing. Arei like a cherim. He said you to me like a cherim. Sim cherim shal shemayim is it awesome? Cherim shal kahanim is mutter. Ve'im stam, if he says just arei like a cherim, the loch is awesome. Of course, stam nedarim lahachmer. Third case, arei like a meiser. You are to be like Meiser. So, Harei Alai, K'Meiser. So, what's the halacha? So, they have to know what Meiser means. If K'Meiser Behema Nadar, then it's Aser. Because Meiser Behema is a carbon, which happens when you say Asiri, when it comes out, you say 1, 2, Asiri, it becomes a carbon, the Meiser. So, it's Dava Hanadar. But if you mean the Meiser of Geirin, of your Tvua, of your wheat, Mishal Geirin, then it's Mutter, because that's not Dava Hanadar. That's not Dava Hanadar. And the halacha is that in that case it would be mutter. V'im stam, if it's stam, then it's aser. Divrei Rab Meir. V'im stam aser. V'im stam is aser. That's the case of meiser. So meiser can mean either meiser behemah no da, then it's aser. V'im shogarin mutter v'im stam aser. Are you going to ask me? So I really like it. Let's go one more case here. I really like a chuma. If someone says Arei like a chuma, same could chuma is halishka nadar. What chuma is halishka is the machta shekel that's in the base hamikdash. So then it's not nadar. Then it's also why? Because that's dava nadar. Mishal gerin means chuma shal gerin is mutter. The loch is mutter. V'im stam is also divremei. V'im stam is also divremei. As the mayor says by chuma, we'll see machlekes by chuma. But what do you see from here? That yozo stam lahach. Man, if it's chuma shal gerin, the loch is that it's mutter. I can ask me. Chuma Sagarin also is a piya deeper. It's also a nether. When you say raise a chuma, it's a nether. The Gemara says later on, you give a shayla on that. So why did that call a nether? So anyone knows the answer? So we had this before. Chalosoy kuchumasa we had. And we had the Ran's pshat, and we also had the Rosh's pshat, the answer's kasha. The Ran's pshat was we had before because that since Truma is mutter to Kahanim, it can't be us out to Neder. Because why is mutter to Kahanim? It must be because Rahmana asked it. That's the Ran's pshat. The Rosh's pshat is that because before you make the truma, it's also tevel anyway. You're not making this, so you're making a heter. And that's why it's not davan adu. Those are the two pshat we had at Daf Yabez. I don't know if anyone remembers it. Remember the pshat? Yeah. No one else remembers. Very good. So, like upon him, those are the two pshatim in why truma is not called davan adu. The Rebbe, Avihuda Aimer, it depends where you're living. Stam truma bi Yehuda is asura. In Yehuda, stam truma is asura because there they have Chumas Alishka. There it's Yehuda's in the area of Beis HaMikdash, you have Chumas Alishka. But if you live in the Galil, the Galil, Mutter. All you have there is Chumas Gairin. You don't have the Chumas Alishka. So there it's Mutter. So in Anchi Galil, Makirmas Chumas Alishka. They don't even recognize Chumas Alishka. So there's no Tzad. They mean Chumas Alishka. But there's no Stam Adar Mahakim because there's no Tzad. They mean Chumas Alishka. They don't know about Chumas Alishka. All they know about Chumas Gairin. Therefore, there it's Mutter. In Yehuda, you have both type of Chumas. So there you go, Lahachmir. But in Gaul, where there's no type of chumas whatsoever, no type of chumas alishka whatsoever, it's only chumas agarin, there it's mutter. Another part of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Stam charamim bi Yehuda mutarim. Even though he said before that Stam charamim ma'asr, he says Stam charamim bi Yehuda is mutter. Why? Because there's a lot of kahanim around. But begaul asurim, she'ein anchi gaul ma'kirim es charmi kahanim. In Gaul, it's also why, because there they're not makir as cherme kahanim. So now the thing is like this: that in Yehuda, why is a mutter the charam? They don't have cherme bedek abayis there. So it sounds like as long as you know of cherme kahanim, it's enough to be mutter. So it's a hard shver. We stand on the So Ran speaks out. I'll peel the Gemara on that. If you test my base, that we're going to a different man. You're going to a lezber tzaddik who does not hold of stand on the And therefore, when it's a choice of either one, you go to Kula. In Gaul, it's also because there's no Tzad Chermi Kahanim there. And that's why there, it's also. That's the Gemara, and the Fetus of Bez explains that this line in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, is going to the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, who holds that there's no Stam Nadarim Lahachmer. So, Akaponim, the recap of Mishnah is that most of Mishnah holds the Stam of our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah holds Stam Nadarim Lahachmer, which means you make an Eder, the Stam is Lahachmer. And if you have a choice, it means Avodah Zarah or Kachim. What does it mean? Kachim. If you have a true choice, it means Chumas Alishka or Chumas Agarin, it means Chumas Alishka. Or Cherim, it means Cherim Shel Shemayim, until you get to Rabbi Yehuda later on. Maisos, it means Maisa Be'ema. We always in that one, it means Dava Anadu. So we'll make a little Haskalah on the next Gemara, but we're not going to, when we stop in the middle of the Sugya, maybe we'll have to do a Chazar next time. Vatanan. Pray to Gemara Kash, Vatanan. Sofik Naziris Talaka. We have a Mishnah that says, a Sofik Naziris, you go Lakula. What does Sofik Naziris mean? If a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir if there's 100 apples in that pile. I'm going to be a Nazir. Okay, so when we're counting it, we're doing it tomorrow. They come tomorrow and the public works cleared up the apples. No apples left. What do you do now? If there's 100 apples there, you're a Nazir. We don't know. We couldn't count it. What's the halacha? Sofik Naziris Talaka. And the Gemara has a kasha that our Mishnah says Stam Darom LaHachmir. And Ziris is Sofik Ziris Lakal. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara doesn't have to have Terutzim. So the Pella is, the Pella, the kasha is kasha. If the Elm was following Stam Darom LaHachmir, we said, the reason is because when a guy makes a neder, he means to say something. That's Stam saying, he means to say Issa. Here, by Naziris, he wanted, you know what exactly he said, he wanted to ask her. It's a Sofik and Metzias, if there's apples in there. So why should they go to Chumrah? There's no reason. The reason I go to Chumrah is because I meant to go to Chumrah. Here's no reason to go to Chumrah. This man was a bumper kasha, is kasha. The Chazon Yechas glass is kasha. Karen Oiras is kasha. And there's no good terrors to the kasha, really. But the one terror to the kasha is that maybe suffering a zirish lahakal it includes even a case where we're not sure what he meant and still match my goal lahakal. And that's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara's kasha is, in one place you see lahachmer, in one place lahakal, what's going on here? So Gemara's an answer to Chlekes Tanoim. Om Rav Zeir Lekasha, Ho Rav Eliezer, Ho Rav Banan. Or Ho Rav Loza, Ho Rav Banan. The Tanya learned in the Braisa, HaMakdish Chayasoy Ubehemtoy. A guy says, I want to makdish all my chayas. Or he says, I want to makdish all my behemoths. What's the luck of a kvi? We know a kvi, or like the art school teaches, a koi. So a koi, or a kvi, is an animal which is sofik chayas, sofik behemoth. We're not sure. It's a real sofik. So when you say I makdish all my chayas, is the kvi included? I don't know. Is it makas all my behemoths? Is it kvi included? I don't know. So the Tanakhama says, Hamakas kiyasu behemta hikdash a kvi. Rabbi Lazo Eimer, loy hikdash a kvi. You're not makdash the kvi. Shemanda Amal Moinoi Ma'ala Sveika, which is the first, the Chachamim will hold that Misafik Itzchal, which means you go to Chumra. Gufinamar Ma'al. So therefore, by Naziris also, you go to Chumra. And that's the Tana of our Mishnah. Manda Amal Moinoi Ma'ala Sveika, that your mom is not Chal Misafik, for example, by Kvi. Gufay Koshkin Loi Ma'ala Sveika, for sure, by Nazir is not Chal. That's Pshat Naziris Lahakal. So therefore, we're answering. Our Mishnah is going to go to Rabban the holds, you go to Chumra. Like it's fine, you go to Chumra by the Kvi. And you Zichah go to Chumra by the Gufa also. And therefore, you go Stam Dam Lahachmir, you go Stam Aziris Lahachmir. Masheikh Rabbi Yezer holds, no, Stam Aziris Lahakal, because you're fine by Mammon, he goes to Hakal. And if you go by Mammon, Lahakal, so you should go Lahakal by the Guf. You should go Hakal by the Guf. Therefore, the Mishnah of Stam Aziris Lahakal is going to Rabbi Yezer. That's the old, and that's what we're answering at the Stira, the Harabbanon, Harab Eliezer.